Welcome to the Cleveland Browns Daily NFL Draft Show, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Live from the Red Ivy Sports Bar in Chicago, home of the 2015 NFL Draft, here's Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here at Red Ivy in Chicago, home of the 2015 NFL Draft. The Dog Pound already turning out in full force. We've seen people, a little here we go, a little here we go Brownies chance here as people are packing into the Red Ivy, getting ready for the draft, which is now just 8 hours away, 7 hours away actually here in Chicago. So we're ready to rock and roll, man. It's a lot of buzz about the Browns. Are they trading for Bradford? Are they trading for Mariota? I can't wait for this draft to fly by. We flew in yesterday. I fly. Matt Wilhelm was in there wearing his shades, getting it done. And now it's draft time, man. The Browns, certainly an exciting team. You don't know if they're staying at 12-19. You don't know if they're trading up. Are they trading down? Are they trading for Mariota? Are they trading for Bradford? A lot on the plate right now for the Browns. Ray Farmer has a lot of options.
Most definitely. And I've said it, you know, for a few months now leading up to the draft. The Cleveland Browns are the most exciting team in this year's NFL draft, holding two number one picks, 12-19, 10 overall. We can move up. We can move back. We don't know what Ray Farmer's thinking, but we will in a few hours.
We certainly will. And right now, Adam Schefter saying he thinks it is unlikely that the Browns go for Marcus Mariota. They still remain players in the Sam Bradford sweepstakes, a guy that we know they wanted at one point. I don't know how I feel about the Sam Bradford part of this. If you trade 19, I'm okay with it. 12 for Bradford, I'm not as okay with. But you gotta, if you're bringing him in, don't you think you gotta have a guy under, you gotta get him under a contract that is longer than 1 year. He's already at a very high figure. And I don't know if he wants to do that. It's a very interesting one that's popped up late. We know they wanted him earlier, and I guess they're after him again. Now, last time he played, 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's got 35 touchdowns, 17 picks over basically his last two seasons in the NFL. But Bradford has not been able to stay healthy, and it is going to be very interesting. I believe that if the Browns do this Bradford deal with Philly, it is because Philly wants Marcus Mariota, and they're going to use the Browns to get another pick to go up and get him.
100%. You know, Chip Kelly, his press conference, you know, refuting the fact that he would, you know, leverage the future for Marcus Mariota was just a giant smokescreen. And we're going to see today, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to do whatever they have to do if Chip Kelly is in love with his former prospect, Marcus Mariota, and the Cleveland Browns would be a road for them to move up to number two to guarantee the fact that they get Marcus Mariota and make him a Philadelphia Eagle. So the Cleveland Browns, As you and I have talked for months now, sitting at 12-19, quarterback is a need. A franchise quarterback is a need. But, again, as you mentioned, the long-term future of a guy like Sam Bradford, who will garner, you know, $15-plus million a year on his next deal, and also, too, the fact that we sign him on a one-year deal, he is not a foregone conclusion to want to sign a long-term deal here in Cleveland, so we would lose a pick for 1 year.
I believe if you make that trade, you have to have a deal with him in place.
I do, too.
I understand that you want to go and you want to find the quarterback. I don't know what you have in Johnny Manziel. You don't know what you have in Johnny Manziel. I don't think Johnny Manziel knows what the Browns have in Johnny Manziel. I would like to find out. This deal, to me, is more appealing than giving up two firsts and a future first for Marcus Mariota, who I think is very much a project. Jay Glazer saying that many teams have contacted the Titans, and it's going to take, quote, a huge value to pry it away from them. I think, ultimately, Marcus Mariota is either going to play for the Tennessee Titans, who will stay at number two and draft him, or he will go to the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think the Browns are going to make that move, and I hope they don't make that move, three number ones to get Marcus Mariota.
I don't either, and if you look at Sam Bradford, you know, when he originally came out, he was by far and away a runaway number one overall pick. Marcus Mariota is not even that guy this year in this draft because of Jameis Winston, and also, too, as you and I have talked for the last few weeks, how his game will transfer into the NFL is a question mark to even the best analysts, the Kuypers, the Schefters, the McShays, the Mayocks. They love him as a kid. He's got a great arm. He's got a huge upside. But is that upside to be a foregone conclusion, a franchise quarterback for an organization for the next 5 years?
Oh, and we've had so many draft experts on the show, and not a single one of them said that he's a guy that you would label as can't miss, that he's a guy that doesn't need to project to the next level. He is certainly somebody who needs to be a little bit of a projection at the next level, and that's why I don't think it is worth it for the Browns. Coming up today, we will have Eric Edholm from Yahoo. He comes up at 2:15 Eastern. Herm Edwards will be with us at 2:30. We want to hear from you. It is Call Your Shot. Herm Edwards, I'm sorry, is going to be at 1:45. Eric Edholm from Yahoo will be at 2:15. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns underscore daily, as well at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35. Here are the big questions today. Call your shots if the Browns stay at 12-19, and let us know if you want the Browns to do either one of those trades, whether it be to go up and get Mariota or to trade 19 for Sam Bradford. I'm telling you, on my phone, from people I talk to, they are not in favor of getting Sam Bradford.
They're not, and we've got a gentleman here somewhere yelling, no Bradford.
Ooh,
no, okay.
No. They do not want him.
So the consensus at Red Ivy is that we do not want Sam Bradford. Is Johnny the answer? Ah, they're split here, too.
It's mixed because you don't know if he's the answer.
You don't.
That's the honest-to-God truth. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But you have that first-round pick invested in him. You want to find out. I think the Browns still need to add as much talent as they can. That's why you pick at 12, you pick at 19. Now, if you do Bradford for 19 and you get him under a deal where he's going to be with your organization for multiple years at a better price point than he currently is, I actually am okay with that. I think he's got everything you need to be a franchise quarterback. You still have pick 12. You still have pick 43. You basically picked him up for free.
It was the pick you
got from Buffalo last year. I'm fine with that. You're taking a chance on getting a quarterback. Get as many of them until you get it right. I don't want to give up three ones. Now, it's really you're giving up two because you'd be getting one back for Mariota, but I don't want to make that kind of a trade.
I agree with you 100%. And then also, too, is what's very interesting is the grading process and Ray Farmer and his staff's ability to evaluate talent really comes into play if we negate that 12th overall pick and we're going at 19. I think a lot of it has to do with the mentality then. Do we go with the biggest need or the number one player on our board at that point? And as we've seen, the more mock drafts you see, the more TV that you watch leading up to this NFL draft, the more confused I am about exactly what's going to happen.
It is definitely confusing. We don't know. I'll tell you this, Ian Rappaport reporting right now. How much do the Titans want for the number two pick? So much that it makes the teams involved think they just want to take Marcus Mariota and be done with it. So they are asking for a king's ransom, and that is something that the Browns should not, and I believe will not, pay.
Which, as it's been discussed, you know, all morning, I was up early and listening to and watching the NFL Network and the NFL AM show. And in most cases, Charlie Casserly had a few pop-ins, and he said it would be 12 and if the Browns are included, it'd be 12-19 and next year's first to move up to get Marcus Mariota, and I am not willing to give up that kind of future. Chip Kelly already spoke about not giving up or leveraging their future to go get a guy, even to have his recruit playing in his system now in the NFL.
He's the only one mad enough to do it, though. Chip Kelly, you never know what he's going to do. He's a wild card in the NFL. Peter King, again, in his Monday morning quarterback, saying that the Browns do believe they will be able to land Sam Bradford for, hopefully, pick 19. He didn't specify which pick it would be, but to me, it's got to be 19, not 12. I don't want it to be 12.
No. 12 is too much. 12, because I think if I can't guarantee that a guy like Danny Shelton or Breshad Perriman, the two guys that we would love to get at 12 and 19 if we had stand pat, would be available at just 19. I think Perriman is a guy that's going to shoot up some boards and somebody's going to take a look at him, you know. And then also, too, Danny Shelton, you know, he may go top 10, you know, but he'll definitely be gone in the teens, maybe not 19.
When you look at I don't care even who we end up getting. I want Danny Shelton personally.
Yes.
That's my own. If you're asking who I want,
I look forward to talking to Danny Shelton on the gold carpet and talking about him being a Brown.
I do too. I look forward to your interview with him, which you can get tonight on News Channel 5 at 7 p.m. Eastern in Cleveland. However they evaluate it, I'm fine with that. But I want to make sure you come out of tonight with two players. Now, if one of those is Sam Bradford and another player, that I can live with if it's pick number 19 and you have him under a multi-year deal at a better price point than he currently is. But if you get two players, to me, as I said all along, it's got to be an interior defensive lineman, a wide receiver, or an edge rusher. Two of those three players and get the other one at 43, and I'm all in. I don't want that offensive lineman unless it's Cam Irving, but still, to me, that is less than ideal. And if you do that, I'd want to move back from 19 into the mid-20s and pick up another second-round pick.
I agree. And the more picks and the more analysts that weigh in on the top-tier talent in this draft show that from 15 till the end of the second round is where the value is. So the most picks that you can get between 15 in the first round and the end of the second round is where you actually add a true value in more ways than one to your NFL roster. The one thing that I don't want for the Cleveland Browns coming out of this NFL draft is to be look like we've been had, meaning like we, you know, over, you know, overthrew, you know, too many picks just to get one guy, or that we're on the bad side of one of these trade deals. You know, and that can very much happen if you give up too much for one player and that one player doesn't pan out the way
you're
setting
yourself back for a long, long time. The interesting thing is, I was under the impression Sam Bradford said he didn't want to sign a long-term deal with the Browns.
He did not.
Maybe things have changed. Maybe
we hope
if he comes here, things better have changed.
So, do you think that that Ray Farmer and some of the Browns staff have been in contact with his agent, even though, or that would that be a tampering issue because
I'm
he
sure
is technically a Philadelphia Eagle?
You know that there are trade talks, so that would be part of it. I'm
okay.
Sure that maybe it would be. I don't know if it's
his willingness to sign a long term deal.
I hope so.
Because
I'm not making
a trade for an asset for 1 year with Sam Bradford, who's been injury riddled his entire career.
I completely agree with that. Right now, Ed Werder reporting, in the event that the Browns acquire Sam Bradford or another quarterback, I'm told the Cowboys are not interested in trading for Johnny Manziel to replace Brandon Whedon as the backup and heir apparent to Tony Romo. So the Cowboys, that would be the team you would think. I don't think the Browns are trading Johnny Manziel, but I do think that it sounds very interesting what's going on right now with Sam Bradford. Eric Edelman should be able to shed some light on that from Yahoo. We'll get the very latest on what he's hearing at 2:15. And, of course, at 1:45, we'll have Herm Edwards joining us here on this live draft special coming to you from the Red Ivy in Chicago. If you're in Chicago, come get out here. We got Browns fans, lots of members of the Dog Pound out here. Great food, great drink specials all day long. Come get your bone and get ready for the draft. Just about 7 hours away here, the 2015 NFL Draft. The Browns, certainly the most interesting and most talked about team in the NFL. But you know what? That doesn't get you wins.
No, it
doesn't. Getting the right players tonight will help the Browns get some wins, and hopefully they will do just that. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the Red Ivy in Chicago, right after this. That's right, Dog Pound. Make some noise.